James Lackey, who is now a teacher at Brampton Christian School, joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. James, thanks so much for doing this.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. This is a real thrill for me.
Well, I guess that, so is that basically the, you know, you find out that Del Curry's kids are coming to the school, and that's great because, you know, the sons of an NBA player, and there's a scrawny kid.
That's right. Yeah, the secretary called me down. She said, "You'll never believe this. Del Curry just enrolled his kids." And here I am. I'm the basketball coach at a small little private Christian school. Everyone tried out for the team that, you know, if you tried out, you made it type of team.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just so excited. I ran down to the gym, to the office there. And there's Del Curry standing there. He's 6'5", 6'6". And I'm thinking, okay, he's got a son. He's got to be at least, 6'1", 6'2"?
Sure.
And he introduces him to me. And I'm not kidding. He was maybe 5'4" in shoes. And he probably weighed about 83 pounds. And I shook his hand and I thought, this is too bad here. I thought I was going to be handed a gift. He'll still make the team because everyone that tries out makes the team. But I had no idea what I was getting.
So when did it, how long was it after you actually saw him, you know, with a basketball in his hand that you thought, you know, maybe there's something else here?
Oh, about 3 seconds. We rolled out the basketballs and he picked it up and started going through some dribbling drills. And, I mean, after about 5 minutes, I went over and I started saying, can you teach me how you did that so that I can use that in my men's league tonight when I'm playing? He was just unbelievable. And then he started shooting. And, you know, whenever we played in a game, teams would line up at the three-point line to stop him. And he would just stop 2 feet behind the three-point line and shoot. And so then they'd step out and he would just stop 2 feet beyond that. He was unbelievable.
You know, one of the things, when you're a smaller kid like that, at that age, your hands are going to be small. And the, you know, the ball is not, it's not going to shrink, I don't think. How was he able to shoot like that? Because I'm picturing this 5'4 skinny kid with, you know, 5'4 skinny kid hands.
That's right. I have no idea. I mean, when you watch him shoot, I don't know if you've seen, there's a video on YouTube of him playing his dad, Dell, in one of our staff student games. And he really has to cradle that ball. He brings it right down to the chest to get a good handle on it before he lets go. And so, you know, Dell's blocking him a lot in that game. He had no mercy on his son. But, he had little hands, but even then, he was able to control that thing like it was on a string. It was fantastic.
So, James, how do you manage, if you're the coach then, you're gifted with this kind of a prodigy, mm-hmm. how do you manage him in terms of your own team, as you say, in a league, in a situation where every kid who tries out makes the team, and in a league where I'm guessing you're playing against schools that are like your own, pretty much, right? How do you manage having a kind of a super talent in a league which is probably not as competitive as some?
Yeah, that's right. We played our regular league games like we always did, but then I started looking for tournaments. I looked for extra games. I was calling up schools that we had no right being on the floor with, asking them if they'd play us. So we tried to get as many games as we could to get Stefan playing against talent that was more his level.
You know, one of the things I like about watching Steph play is I'm watching, there's a lot of expression in his game. Obviously, he's a great player, but I'm watching a guy who looks like he's having fun. I'm watching a guy who's literally, it's impossible to take your eyes off of because he fits the role. Was he like that when he was at Queensway? Was he just sort of the guy that was having fun and, you know, that people gravitated to? Because, you know, I don't know if there's a more likable, in terms of just the general populace, I don't know if there's a more likable pro athlete out there right now, a more popular pro athlete out there right now.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. He sort of breaks the mold of what you think of when you think of a professional basketball player. He's on the smaller side, so I think people can relate to that. He's not all tattooed up. He's got his wife and his kids in the crowd. His parents are there. Whole family's cheering for him, real family guy, and it's that type of character that I think really makes him stand out and just makes him likable. He's so humble. Whenever people are talking to him, they always remark about what kind of guy he is, just soft-spoken. And the thing that I enjoy watching Steph, because he seems to get more joy out of when one of his teammates does something well than if he does something well. And so, you know, when Draymond does something great or Harrison Barnes hits a three-pointer, you watch Steph, he is more excited for them than he is if he were the one to hit the shot.
One of the things that really interests me, James, you've got a guy who's in the NBA. He's coming to Toronto. and he's taking his kid to a private school. And yeah. I mean, I've got to think, Del Curry, maybe he didn't know you. I don't know. Maybe he'd done his homework. Maybe he didn't know you. Did you ever, you know, you're coaching the kid, son of an NBA player. Was there ever any, I'm coaching the son of an NBA player. You know what I mean? Because that would be overwhelming for people.
Oh, for sure. And I was a young guy. I mean, I had only been coaching for 3 or 4 years. So every single play that I drew up, if Del or Sonia was there, I made sure that Stefan was touching the ball at some point during that play so that he was involved. But no, both Currys, Del and Sonia, they were just, I mean, I talked about Stefan's character. He gets it from his mom and dad. They are phenomenal people. They were so helpful and part of the school. They helped out with fundraisers. Del came and flipped burgers one night at a family night. They're just so down to earth. So if I felt any pressure, they very quickly eased that for me.
And people often forget that Sonia Curry was a real good volleyball player,
yeah,
wasn't
that's
she?
Right. That's right.
Did you, James?
Yeah, she came in and did a couple fundraisers with the girls as well, and she spent some time with the ladies playing basketball and doing stuff. They were very involved in her school.
Hmm. Did the other kids on the team, James, just kind of stand back and watch them sometimes? Because I would think that that would be the temptation, wouldn't it?
And I'm sure we got caught into that sometimes. But we drew up plays where there was a lot of motion, a lot of picks for Stefan, because, of course, the other team was looking for him as well. And the nice thing was is that I had a team of guys that were just happy to win. And so if their role on the team was to rebound or set a pick or dive on the ball, they were happy to do that. And they were completely content with letting Stefan take about 80% of our shots.
You know, it's funny because we talked to Clint Irwin, who's a goalkeeper for Toronto FC, last week, and he played with Steph in high school in North Carolina. And he was talking about how he said, you watch him play now, and he's doing a lot of the same, there's the same quirks, a lot of the same habits, a lot of the same things he did when he was in high school. You see that now when he's on the court. Do you see things he does now that, I mean, obviously he's a bigger guy now. He's filled out. He's a mature man. But do you still see him do things on the court, whether it's get a look in his face or something like that, where you just kind of smile and go, yeah, I remember that?
Yeah, there's a couple things that he still does. The behind-the-back pass, that was something that he used a lot with us when he was in grade 8. And it wasn't something that a lot of kids did at that age. And I remember him being able to just pinpoint that behind-the-back pass so well. He also is a streaky shooter, and you'll see it in games where, like you said, he'll get a look in his eye and suddenly he'll score the next 11 points or something in about 18 seconds. And you think, where did that come from? But he was doing that as well with us. And you never knew when it was going to happen, but it would just be boom, boom, boom. And suddenly, we were up 20.
Was there a big gap between him and Seth?
Seth was in grade 6 at the time. So there was a 2-year difference.
Okay.
There. I mean, when you put it into when one is in grade 6 and one is grade 8, yeah, there was a difference.
Sure.
But I moved Seth up to our team, and they played together on the same team. They were both great.
Listen, James, it was great of you to do this. Are you going to have a chance to see Steph this weekend?
We are. Under Armour's doing a party for him tonight, and so we're privileged to be invited to that. But that's about the only chance we're going to get to see him. I know he's very busy.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Listen, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the weekend. And again, it was great of you to join us. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.